Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
Hey guys, happy Saturday, leap year day, once every 4 years. So, you know, ladies, if you got it going, then go get it, because this is your day, right? It's like Sadie Hawkins Day or something. You got So get rolling with it. Yeah. Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, and we know how to TCB, and that's why you're here. And Saturday is Music Day, Fun Music Day. And we're going to start off this rolling show with Elvis doing Rubberneckin'. Good one to start off. I like it.
Yes, it was.
I, just, Hope he doesn't. Hope he doesn't break his neck looking at all those honky tonk badonky donks. They're going to get him.
I don't know what this rubber necking is, but it sounds good to me.
Oh, that's right. You're a Brit. I'm sorry. Rubber necking is like when the guys just crane their necks back and forth and bend their heads to get a better view of the all the chickapoos that are walking by.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, that's
now
rubber
I
necking.
Know.
Yeah, that's rubber necking. They
Thank
gotta
you
have
for clearing that up,
so they
Jenny.
Don't break. Well, they got to have rubber necks so they don't break them. Because
yeah.
they crane them around. They crane them around so bad, you know, they're going to break something if they're not careful. And then, of course,
very true.
The chickapoos start swaying and exaggerating. And so they rubberneck all the more. It's kind of one of those circles that goes around. I would call it a vicious circle, but it goes round and round and round.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what we're going to do now?
No,
we're going to do Anne's request.
Ah.
And I know this makes two Elvis songs in a row, but that's all right because this one is a request. And we want to do this. I'm not even sure you realize you made this request, honey, but you did. And it's Elvis singing The Last Farewell.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
As a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor, tomorrow for old England she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, for my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, dearly than the spoken word in fair. I heard there's a wicked war ablazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see that foreign flag raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dear, dearly than the spoken word can tell. Gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart on the sea. I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mess roll through the day. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, dearly than the spoken word can tell.
There you go. And you might have remembered that last week I played Roger Whittaker singing that, and he was the original artist.
Yes.
So, but, you know, hey, you know how I am with taking the song and playing all the various versions of it from all the different artists that decided to do it. So Anne mentioned that she liked this one, and she thought that it was a nice version. And so I thought, you know, why not? I'll be Elvis singing it. That's okay. I can do that. Yes. Just because I want to, I can do that.
That's right.
So, yeah. Okay. And that was Anne's request. Now I'm going to play one of John's requests. Now, you guys got to listen to these this week because they're all from the UK. And from, you know, various time frames. Maybe the same time frame. I don't know. I didn't bother looking it up. But this, y'all remember Benny Hill?
Yes. Oh, hilarious. Love him.
Oh, yeah. You got to remember Benny. I mean, even over here, we know Benny Hill, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't really sing this song. That's okay. this is hilarious.
It's a good one.
You really have to listen to this because... It's amazing. It always makes me think of the Beatles movie Help.
Yeah.
Where they're talking, they're talking to the guy outside the restaurant, and he's from India, and he says, "No, Stepney." And I'm going, "Where the heck is Stepney? I have no clue." But this, the title
it's in
of this
London.
Song. Okay, cool. That gives me a better pinpoint than I had before. That's for sure.
Yeah.
The title of this song always made me think of that line from that movie Help, East or out by Stepney. And this this is Benny Hill, and he's going to do Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West.
You could hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, "All right, sweetheart." And when he finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, "You want it pasteurized, because pasteurized is best." She says, "Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest." Because that tickled old Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his pasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, "Now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night." He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way. And all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove in mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood to his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't off kick his horse, whose name was Trigger. And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, "If you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man." "Oh, why don't we play cards for her?" he sneeringly replied. "And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side." Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Kid planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. If Sushi ran between them and tried to keep them apart, and Ernie pushed her aside and a rock cake caught him underneath his arch, and he looked up in pained surprise and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. But now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned. And the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold. And Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West!
Okay! His gold top rattling.
Poor Ernie. Oh, that was good.
I
thank you, John.
I laughed. Oh yeah, I laughed throughout that whole thing. It's so hilarious. And then when you can see the video with it, it's even better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Oh.
It's just fantastic. I loved it.
Yes.
So, and we've got two more of that same ilk. So.
Lovely.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time, kids.
Yes.
Okay, right now, I'm going to do Jesse Hill, and Brandon's going to like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Hill doing Oopoopadoo. Say that fast three times.
Mm, well, give that miss.
You never know what's going to start coming out. All right. Part two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Boo Poo Padoo, part one and two. Mm-hmm. Why, I have no idea, but there it is. That's how they build it. It's just, it's good music, but
older.
But that's okay, because, I don't know, it had its redeeming qualities. It just kind of, you just like to sit and listen to it. It's kind of easy to listen to. I like it. But now we're going to do another Elvis song.
Okay.
Just because I can.
Yes.
And I like this one. Baby, what you want me to do?
Ah, yes. Jenny, he's home, he goes in his songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the first time I heard that was on the 68 special. But
yeah.
I've liked it ever since. I thought that was totally awesome. So, okay, we have. I was going to play that, but I think I already played that last week or the week before. Week before, I think. So now we need to scroll down past all of this. Oh, here we go. Little Richard. Now, Little Richard is the same artist that does my opening number, Jenny Jenny. So he's going to sound familiar to you, but I like this one. It's Little Richard doing Tutti Frutti.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. Bam, tutti frutti, oh, 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 I got a girl named Sue. She knows up what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows up what to do. She rocked to the east. She rocked to the west, but she's a gal that I love best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Woo! Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, 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 bop. I got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me.
me. Yes, indeed. But you don't know what you do to me. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy.
They didn't say, but they said it was an audition. So even little Richard had to audition. Everybody has to go through that garbage. And that's the scary part. The auditions are the scary part. Once you get the gig, you got the stage fright beforehand, but at least you got the gig, right? If you're auditioning, you don't know what's up. And it's a very frightening thing to try and wonder if you were good enough or not.
Yeah,
you know, 8 times out of 10, it's not, because they'll pick somebody else. Well, either cheaper money, closer proximity, fewer people, whatever. You know, a 5-piece band was hard to book back in the day, but three, you know, a trio, no problem.
Yeah.
So anyway, you just kind of go with the flow and deal with it. All right. Santana. Everybody remembers Santana, Carlos Santana.
Yes.
He actually owns an Italian restaurant in Phoenix.
Does he?
So that's kind of
cool.
Yeah, kind of cool. Kind of cool to know. We've got some celebrities that live here in Phoenix. It's really kind of awesome. So anyway, Carlos Santana and his talented musicians. Oh my goodness. If you ever get a chance to see the clip of them from Woodstock, that drummer is 17 years old. And he was one of the best drummers at that age. He was one of the best drummers in the business, regardless of age. So if you ever get a chance to see that clip, it's worth it just to watch him fly.
Yeah.
It was cool. Just totally cool. Okay. This is the band Santana doing Black Magic Woman.
Thank you. your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yeah, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
I know Brandon will agree with me on that one.
Definitely different, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and that was back in the 60s. So, you know, they were really flying for the 60s. That was, you know, the 60s had, and the early 70s even, before disco came in, yeah. They had some really good musicians just rocking out because it was okay to just let yourself go and fly with it.
Yeah.
It was great. Nobody minded that at all, especially in a concert. If you had a 3-minute song that ended up being 10 minutes because of solos and drum rolls and all of that stuff, that was okay. People were great with that. It was no problem. So that's kind of where that came from. And I think that's the one they did at Woodstock. There was probably an extra 5 minutes over on top of that of the drum solo. So it really is worth looking at if you get a chance to see the Woodstock video of Santana. All right. Okay. And now I think I've got Susan listening at this point in time.
Ah.
And if she was able to get on, I don't know if... if she had the link, but I think she did get that link sent to her. So if she can listen to it, I'm going to play her request. And that's Linda Ronstadt singing Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou, saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
You know, and just at the end, you always want to do that last little bit. Dun, dun, dun. You know?
Yeah. I've never heard her sing that song. Only Roy Orbison.
Oh, really?
I like Roy Orbison sing it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I used to do that back in the early 80s. So it's been a while. It's been around a while, honey. But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can't hear everything, I guess. There's a lot of stuff I haven't ever heard either. But John's taking care of that for me.
Yeah, he's got good taste in music. I will say that.
Okay, speaking of John and his taste in music, here's another one that just had me laughing.
Right.
It's a British gentleman named Clive Dunn.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Dunn is an elderly gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do a song called Granddad.
I've been sitting here all day thinking, same old dream 10 years away, thinking, now my days are gone.
Off a little bit abrupt, but I thought it was kind of a cute song.
He was in a program over here called Dad's Army, Clive Dunn. I don't know if you've got it in America, but
No, we didn't have it over here, but you know, we get British TV over here, so you know, if you have satellite, I used to watch it all the time. I loved it.
Mm.
I don't have satellite TV anymore, so I don't watch it anymore, but hey, you know. I love the comedies. They just slay me. It is so funny.
Yeah.
What a wonderful end to a day, you know, 11 o'clock. Oh, what was the one I used to like? Oh, Keeping Up Appearances. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. I love that. Mm. It was so funny. Okay. Marty Robbins.
Yeah.
Now y'all know Marty Robbins got his DJ here in Phoenix, and demos would come into the station that they would ask him to play, and you know, the production manager, music director, whatever, and he would listen to those, and he said, "I can do better than that," and so they said, "Then do it." So he did.
That's it.
So here's Marty Robbins. Now, we hear this song and think of it more in conjunction with Johnny Cash. At least I always did. But here's Marty Robbins doing Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yippee-yi-yay. Yippee-yi-yo. cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloudy draw. Yippee-i-a, yippee-i-o. Ghost riders in the sky. Brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel.
Yippee-i-a.
Their horns were black and shiny and the hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard. And he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-a, yippee-i-o. Faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat.
Yippee-i-a.
They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. Cause you gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear the cry. Yippee-i-a. Ghost riders in the sky. As the riders went on by, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from ever riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your way today, or with it you will ride, trying to catch the devil's hook across the endless skies. If the I A, if the I O, ghost riders in the sky, ghost riders in.
Yeah, he had kind of a different way of ending that. It was kind of cool.
He used good one.
Voice. Yeah, he used his voice a lot more than Johnny Cash did, I thought.
Yeah.
But then he had a better voice, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think he had a good voice as well.
Yeah, he really did. Speaking of a good voice.
Yes.
I thought of John when I found this song.
Mm-hmm.
Cher. This is Cher.
Oh, yeah.
From quite a number of years ago when she just really had the voice. This is her doing Half Breed.
White by
promoting her because he loved her voice, the way she sang. And when she first started, she was typical 60s hippie, man. The fringe and the hip huggers, big bell bottoms, and the long, long, straight hair, the bangs, and it was amazing. But what fascinated me the most is I never got enough of watching her sing, her facial expressions around her mouth, and how her you know, she had her eye teeth kind of stuck out a little bit, and how she would form her words to kind of try and hide them a little bit. Why she never got them straightened, I don't know. She just wasn't that self-conscious about it, but she just learned unconsciously, I believe, to just kind of cover them up when she sang and she spoke. And she has the facial shape that it just fascinating for me. It was just, I've always just loved to watch her. And I don't watch her. I don't watch her dance. I don't watch her movements or anything like that. I watch her face when she sings. It's just, it's totally mesmerizing. I never understood it. I never realized it until recently. But yeah, and I still love watching her. I still, you know.
She's good.
Well, my gosh, that woman, she never seems to age. I wish I could do that. I really wish I could do that. But, you know, hey, it's genetic, I suppose, and money.
Yeah, money's got a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. What the hey? You know, we can deal with that. Play Brandon's request now.
Yeah.
Josh Groban singing Won't Look Back. This is another really good voice.
Yeah, yes.
What you do to me,
Josh Groban can sing. He really can.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's
it.
Fascinating.
Bring the best out of his voice.
Exactly. Yes, it did. Sometimes he kind of pushes it too much, and you can tell it's just not really quite his thing, but he liked the song, so he did it. You know, unlike Elvis, who could sing any darn thing in the whole wide world, and it wouldn't matter. But, you know, Groban is good. He is good.
He is good.
And he encourages young singers. And I really love that. I really love that. Okay. A last request from John.
Yeah.
this one is better with the video, so just put a bug in your ear if you get a chance, because these guys are from the UK too. Maybe the same show as what you were talking about Clive Dunn being on. Windsor Davis and Dan Estelle.
I don't know them. Yeah.
John must have been watching Brit TV. Anyway, this one's called Whispering Grass.
Yeah, good one.
You promised me green grass, not to tell what you were. Whispering Grass say, you can't keep you a word. Keep you a word, sing lofty.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things that buried under the snow? The trees don't need
planet to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the flowering trees. Oh yes, you told them once before, and it is no secret anymore. I will not have gossip in this jungle.
Why tell them all the old things that buried under the snow? Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to.
Now that last note was a surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good back in the day, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great voices. They really did.
Yeah.
They looked, how can I say this? They looked a little bit silly. I mean, they were dressed in, if you watched an old movie, they were dressed up in the khaki shorts, khaki shirt,
yeah.
Bush hat.
That's right.
You know, and you just expected something totally different. And then this bass comes out. I can't get down that low, but oh my word, you just want to listen to it because it's so wonderful. And then this bright, airy, light tenor sings. And it was just so unexpected. It just grabs you. You're just mesmerized. Yeah. Because
and
he
was like four foot nothing, and yet he had
he was a short shit, man. Yeah. He was a short shit.
Yeah.
And then the bass was this big, long, tall drink of water, you know.
Mm.
It was funny just to look at it, like Mutt and Jeff. Wild. You know who I'm talking about when I say Mutt and Jeff? It's an old cartoon strip.
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's. It made me laugh, and then I heard him sing, and I quit laughing. I tell you that right now. That just stopped me cold. I did not laugh anymore. I just sat there and listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to have another Elvis song.
Okay.
Just because I want.
And I want you to put one on.
Yes, of course. Yes, I knew you would hate it if I did that. Yeah, but, you know. You just sit tight, grit your teeth, and you'll get through it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I'll do my best.
Okay, all right, there. We don't want any heart attacks or anything, though, you know.
No, definitely not.
So this is Elvis singing Let It Be Me.
Oh, nice.
So, thinking of favorite person.
It's a beautiful song that came out a few years ago, and it's not my song, but I'd like to sing it for you anyway.
God bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone now and forever, let it be me. So
and that you'll always let it be me.
Sing it, Ryan.
Leap your day. You can walk right up to that guy and say, let it be me. I know you got a whole string of people, but let it be me. And he's going to look at you and laugh, but you know, what the hey? Worth a shot, right?
You can try.
You might get a hug out of the deal, so it's worth it. That'll work.
Yeah. Better than nothing.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Am I going to kiss? Who knows? Hey, that'd be sweet, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. The Hollies.
Yeah.
They were super big in the 60s.
They were.
The Hollies. And this song in particular was very big. Long, cool woman in a black dress. So get out your black dresses and high heels. Yeah. So, just remember, you get out that slinky black sheath dress and those black high heels and wear your pearls. Diamonds work too, but pearls are better with black. And nice long hair. Well, if you don't have long hair, you can't really do the long hair bit, but you know, hey. And then watch the reaction, because there is going to be one. There's
going to be a break your neck in the Yael shoes.
Oh, there's going to be a big reaction. There's going to be a reaction like you would not believe. And it's nice. It's a nice reaction. It really is a nice reaction. Then you got to figure out what to do with that reaction. Okay, yes. Jenny, knock it off. Okay, enough.
Your mind's wondering.
Oh, no, it's where it always is.
naughty, naughty.
Oh, but it's so much fun. I never try and change it. Yeah. I got to be me. I just got to be me. Yeah, okay. the animals.
Okay.
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, joy that's hard to hide, and sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone, regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
And in the 60s, we had all of these TV shows with the music and the dancing. And American Bandstand, of course, was the biggest and most popular. But they had other teen shows. And that's where you got to see all of these things. You got to see the groups actually perform the hit songs that you would hear on the radio. And you would see them on these shows, and then you'd know what they all looked like. And of course, back in the 60s, they all took a page from the Beatles. And many of the groups, not all, but many of the groups in the mid-60s were wearing suits. You know, when the Beatles came over in 64, 63, anyway, back then, they were wearing suits.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like everybody kind of followed along because that got to be popular. And then, of course, come the late 60s, 68, 69, that kind of went by the board, and in come the hippie garb, except for the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys never went hippie. They never went suit, but they never went hippie. it was the regular shirts, white slacks, white shoes. Excuse me. You know, the clean cut California beach babies type of a thing. Mm. But it was quite interesting because I saw this video of the animals doing this song, and they were in black suits and white shirts. And it was like, oh, they actually knew what suits were back then. Okay. Yeah. Because that did change. Yes, that did change. Yeah. So that's okay. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have Creedence Clearwater Revival. I don't think they knew what a suit was. But that's okay. That's okay, because they're Southern rock. They don't have to know what a suit is. So this is Long As I Can See the Light. Good mellow Southern rock, but CCR was definitely Southern rock. That's just where they came from. So, hey, you know what? I got 5 minutes left. That's time for one song, but I want to say first thank you to everybody who came in and stayed and chatted and listened to the music and had a good time. I hope you had as good a time listening after I doing it for you, because I had a blast. I love bringing this music to you guys. I really do. It's fantastic. And I hope you all join me tomorrow for the Gospel Hour. And that is at 4 p.m. Eastern Time as well. And that's always a blessing. So I hope that you can spare the time to come in and join us and be blessed, because it's such good music. And it gets you moving, it gets you shaking, it gets you thinking, and it gets you feeling. And that's always a wonderful thing, because that's what we're supposed to do. That's what music is for. It's supposed to get into your bones and get into your blood and stir you up and make you feel good so you can pass it on. And the gospel music on Sunday does just that. And it's there for you to share that feeling the rest of the week. So come join me. And then Shauna has, well, I'm not sure what show Shauna's doing this next week, but she has a rockin' show. She has a book club show. She
that should be on Monday, Jenny, shouldn't it? The book club on Monday. Monday and Wednesdays.
I'm not real sure what she's doing this next week, to tell you the honest truth, so I hesitate to say exactly whenever it is. Mm. What I really want to say, though, is if you watch for it, she will post the links. Sure. And normally she has three shows a week. Her little son just had some surgery for his adenoids, so I just am not prepared to say what shows she is going to have or when they're going to be this next coming week, but she does normally have three shows a week, and she loves doing them for you, and I tell you, if you come and you listen to her shows, you will learn something. So the book club is especially interesting. Them, you don't have to read them. She reads them to you, and it's very wonderful. It really is. It's very enjoyable. And the music shows that she does is wonderful. So come on in. We got something going here on TCB all the time. And if you miss one, you're going to miss a lot. So come over and do it. All right. I've got to sing us out, I've got Brandon's last request, and this is called I Got a Girl Crush, and it's a little controversial at this point. It is billed as Ron Jesse, so you give a listen and make up your own mind.
Yeah. Thank you, Jenny.
See you later, honey. Thank you for joining
See
me.
See you later. My pleasure.
I got a girl crush, hate to admit it, love. I got a heart rush, it ain't slowing down. I got it real bad, want everything she has, that smile and the midnight laugh. Giving you now, I wanna taste her lips, 'cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want a long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Cause maybe then you want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. she pulling you away? Lord knows I've tried. I can't get her off my mind. I want her taste her lips, 'cause they taste like you. I want to drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want a long blonde hair. I want a magic touch. 'Cause maybe then you want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a harder rush, being slow.